lift those hands wherever you're watching, whether you're sitting at your couch, wherever you are, lift up your hands. We worship you, Jesus, for you are glorious. We will be a generation that hungers and thirsts after your presence. Your majesty. It's almost as if we run out of words to say, but holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. And you are so worthy. And even on this Friday night or morning or afternoon, whatever time it might be where you're watching this, Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. And Jesus, we glorify your name. And we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be unto God. The presence of the Lord is so strong in this place right here, right now. Let us know in the comment section what's taking place. Because as you lift up his name, I believe that God is healing and touching your body right now. Touching you wherever it is, in the mind. There's a person that's watching me, I hear the word of the Lord. You've been weighed down by cares. You've been weighed down by anxieties. You've been weighed down by everything that's taking place around you, and it's been holding you down. Today is your day to cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Stop carrying a load that wasn't meant for you. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. I want to welcome every single one of you. For all of you that have been tuning in, all of you that have been sharing the broadcast, every single one of our next ambassadors, we love you guys. You are amazing. And you know, it blesses us as we sit right there and we look at the testimonies, we look at the hunger in the comment section, and we see what God is doing in this hour. I'm so thankful just in myself to be a part of what he is doing in this hour. You know, it's amazing to serve the Lord. And I'm so grateful for him. You know, this is the most important hour to be alive. This is the most important hour to be on this earth. And God saw you, and God set you apart for such a time as this. And you see, this is the moment that the word of God needs to fill our hearts. That the word of God needs to mark us in such a mighty way. Because the word of God is what will equip you, and it's what will empower you for this hour. See, it gives me great confidence to recognize that he never changes. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then further down, I think it's verses 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. And it goes on to say, full of grace and full of truth. And you see, that speaks of Jesus. Jesus is the Word. And so even in this hour, as you take the Bible, for many Christians, this is simply, they define themselves as Christians. They've got a Bible, but all their Bible ever does for them is it sits on a shelf. And it stays closed, and that will not do anything for you. If this word just remains information to you, that's all it will ever be. But the very moment that you begin to read this word by the Spirit of God, he begins to reveal it to you. And you see, information becomes Information becomes revelation by the Spirit of God. And that will lead to the manifestation of transformation. And that's a lot of rhyming words. I know it sounds super corny, but that's the truth of it. That's the reality. This word must become revelation to us. Because if it is never revelation to us, it will just be information and it will be of no use to you. Today I want you to know this, that God's word is crucial in this hour. And there is power in his word, and it will never lose its power. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. You know, I think every church service you go to, because it's one of the easiest scriptures to say and to quote, but man, when it becomes revelation to you, that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. Sometimes when I read the book of John, because I love to read the Gospels, and I'll sometimes sit and just read 10 chapters of the Gospel, or of the Gospel of Mark, or of Luke, or of John. Man, and sometimes I'll get to a certain scripture, and this is one of them. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's not a book. It's Jesus in print. And so as I crack open my Bible, you watching right now, as you open up the Word, you're communing with Jesus. You're fellowshipping with the Lord. That's what this is. This is not just to have a paperweight or just to put it on the side of your bed so that when your friends come over, they think that, okay, he reads his Bible so you can look good. God has given us his Word so that we can read it, so that we can declare it, so that we can believe it, so that we can walk in its reality, and so that it can mark us to be signs and wonders. Jade said it earlier. This Bible is not just for us to define and consistently just give definitions, but it's for us to demonstrate this very Word. Three things I love. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verses 12. God is always watching over his Word to perform it. Secondly, God's always watching over his Word to confirm it. Mark chapter 16 and verses 20. And the Lord worked with them, confirming the Word through accompanying signs, wonders, and miracles. And the third one, the Word of God remains. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his Word remains forever. See, as you take this Word, and as you read this Word, and as it becomes revelation to you as an individual, you can be so certain amongst uncertainty because it never changes. Whatever situation might have come at you this week, whatever you might have faced, whatever you might have endured, whatever challenge you might have had, I declare to you that there is a Word for every challenge. Just like there's a stone for every Goliath, there is a Word for every challenge that you might have faced or be facing or continue to face. There's a Word from God. I love that story of David and Goliath. And I don't have much time to get into all of it. I could preach for 25 hours. You know, I love to think about David and what he did. But I remember I read the scriptures once. I'm not supposed to be going into this, but I feel the move of the Holy Ghost towards it, so I'm going to go with him. The Bible actually tells us that once that rock sank into Goliath's head and sent him packing, knocked him cold, knocked him out, the bra was gone. That's what we would have said in South Africa. If you're watching somewhere else, I'm... cheers. There we go. Sent him packing. The Bible says that David didn't have a sword. He had to go to Goliath and take out that sword and chop his head off. I put it to you, as my dad would say, his key phrase, I put it to you, you're one ahead of David. You're at an advantage because unlike David, you've got a sword. And it's not any sword. It's a double-edged sword. And it's quick, and it's sharp, and it's powerful, and it's ready to go to work on your behalf, whatever situation you might be facing, whatever thing might be coming at you. I want you to know that you've got to pull out this double-edged sword that you've got a revelation of and chop every single Goliath's head off. You're one ahead of David. You've got a sword, not any sword, a double-edged sword. The Bible says it's active, it's quick, it's sharp, and it's powerful. Man, that gives me confidence. Think about it. Just cut the Goliath's head off. Challenge coming at me that's contrary to the Word of God. I'm not going to say, but my emotions, but my feelings. Pull out my sword. I'm cutting that thing's head off. For the Word of God is my filter. It's my sword. It's my measuring stick. It's everything to me. See, the Word of God is so, so crucial, and it needs to mark us in this hour. This Word is our firm foundation. This Word tells us how to deal with the enemy. This Word imparts kingdom identity to us as children of God. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ that lives in me. See, I've been crucified with Christ. It imparts kingdom identity to me. It tells me how to deal with the devil. When that devil tries to come into your situation and stick his fat head from under your feet, the Bible tells you what to do. It is written. Matthew chapter 4, verses 4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. This word right here. It tells you how to deal with a dumb devil, with a defeated foe who thinks he can stick his head up from under your feet. You see, this word also empowers you to walk in truth. It empowers you to walk in freedom. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. So when somebody's trying to put an agenda on you, when someone's trying to put a situation on you, when someone's trying to tell you you're not going to be great, you're not going to do anything significant, you're never going to make it, this word, it imparts truth, it imparts freedom, it tells me who I am, and I'm made free by that truth. Let God be true and every man a liar. I feel the anointing so strong on this subject tonight, because this is for somebody. You might have been facing difficult situations. I can see you in the comment section. There we go, Caleb. The word imparts kingdom identity. There we go, Katrina Dirks. Amen. There we go, Bronwyn. It is written. Man, that alone we can stand on. It is written. It's how Jesus, the word made flesh, dealt with the enemy. Jesus didn't say, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but Jesus didn't say, devil, depart from me. I am the Son of God. I'm this great. This is who I am. Do you not know? The word made flesh said, it is written. Today, whatever situation might be facing you, it is written. There's so many reasons why I love God's word. It gives me divine direction, even in a time right now where you feel uncertain. You feel like you're facing a difficulty. You feel like you're facing a hard time. You're not sure which way to go. His word will give you divine direction. Why? For His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It shows me which way to go. See, all of this is available to us by the word of God. All of this is available to us. Every single one of us as believers, just some of those things that I just said are available to you in this word for you to walk in, for you to experience it. But you will never encounter it until you've encountered the word itself. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and full of truth. We've got to encounter the word ourselves. See, in this hour, we can't live on somebody else's revelation, somebody else's experience, somebody else's explanation, somebody else's information, somebody else's statement. We can't live on those things. We need a word from God for ourselves. Because when the times get tough, you can't hold on to somebody's opinion. We've got to hold on to the word, because the word remains certain. It is the firm foundation. And I've got to go super quick. Lord Jesus, help me, because I've got no time to do this, but I feel it so strong in my heart. John chapter 4, and I'm going to give you the quickest view of this and the quickest context of this. John chapter 4, Jesus is on his way to Galilee, and he stops in Samaria, and he sees a lady at a well, and they end up having a conversation. This is the NAL translation. You must get with me. And they start having a conversation. They're speaking. And Jesus begins to speak about living water. And this woman's like, man, I'm keen on some living water. And the conversation continues to go on and go on and go on, until Jesus works by the Spirit of God. And he tells her, go get your husband. And she says, I don't have a husband. And then Jesus comes in like this, boom. That's right, you're right. You've had five husbands, and the man you're with right now is not your husband. So she runs off and goes to the area, whatever the area was, and begins to testify. Come and see a man that told me everything I ever knew. Could it be the Messiah? And so these people all come, and they all come, and they start hearing the word. But I want you to get something, and I want you to hear this so clearly, because you've got to encounter the word for yourself. You've got to hear a word from the Lord. Not the pastor's word that he heard from the Lord, but you've got to get a word from God. See, there's something so key that the Lord revealed to me in John chapter 4 and verses 42, where they said to the woman, so now all the people had come to see Jesus, and they begged Jesus to stay because they were intrigued. They heard what the woman said, and they began to believe. their hearts began to stir up. They began to, man, this must be it. This must be him. This is Jesus. This is the one we've been looking for, the Christ. And something so key happens. They come to see Jesus, not just the word of the lady. Something happens. And in John chapter 4, verses 42, they said to the woman, so after right now, they've experienced Jesus. They've heard him teach. They've been blessed. They say to the same woman who went to go testify, come and see the Messiah. It must be the Christ. And they speak to this woman. They say something so important. And they say this. They said to the woman, it's no longer because of what you said that we believe. For we have heard for ourselves. And we know that he is indeed the Savior of the world. They heard for themselves. Have you heard for yourself? Have you heard a word from the Lord? Have you received that word? God will reveal it to you right here and right now. Revealing comes by seeking. Revealing comes by seeking. You might be saying, now I need a word from God. I see people in the comment section right there. Bless you, Pastor Ava. We love you. Revealing comes by seeking. You might be saying, now I need a word from God. I need a word from the Lord. Revealing comes by seeking. You want a word? Get into the secret place. Seek him for yourself. Push through the crowd. Push through all the busyness. Get alone with the Lord and say, Lord, I've heard what the pastor said. I heard what this young man with skinny jeans has been saying, but I need a word from you. It's in that place of seeking that the Lord will reveal it to you. And you'll get a word from God, and no situation will be able to kick you out. No situation will be able to make you stumble. No challenge will cause you to draw back. Why? Because you have got a word from the Lord, just as those people did, and as they said to him, that now we don't just believe because of what you said, but we believe because we heard him say it. And now once you have heard him say it, and you get a word from God, whatever situation comes, you're on the firm foundation. You are rooted in the true vine. Nothing can get you to backslide. Nothing can get you to draw back because you've had a word from God. That's the power of the word. That's the power of his word. God is coming to you today via this word, and he is saying, my child, get a word from me in this season. You're not going to draw back. You're going to press on. That business is still going to open. Your family is still going to be in good health in Jesus' name. For with long life shall I satisfy you in Jesus' name. But we've got to get a word. We've got to get a word. See all those things I was saying before? Before this analogy, those are all available to you to have identity imparted to you, to walk in divine wisdom, divine health. But it comes at you encountering the word. And once you have encountered the word, you must engage the word. Once you encounter the word of God, you must engage the word. Because if you just encounter and you just hear, you just hear his word. You never do his word. The Bible says you are deceived. James chapter 1 and verses 22. If you only ever hear it and never do it, you are deceived. We must encounter the word in the secret place, and then we must engage the word in the public place. How do you engage the word? You engage the word through action, through obedience, because obedience is an action. And as you engage the word of God, you shall experience everything that it says you can experience. You shall know who you are. You shall walk in truth. You shall walk free from sin. You shall walk in divine health. You shall walk in prosperity. You shall walk in success, because I have a word from God. And it's revelation. And revelation brings forth the manifestation of transformation. Someone's getting a word from God right now. I see it in the comment section. Praise God. Write this in the comment section. I see everyone's typing there. Come on. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I've got 5 minutes left. Write this in the comment section. The word always works. Whatever situation you face lately, no matter how difficult it was, the word always works. Man, if anything, I pray that this has stirred up a hunger on the inside of your heart to say, God, I want to walk in the power of your word. I don't want to just know of your word. I want to know your word. I don't want to just see other people's lives being transformed. I want my life to be transformed as well. This is your moment. This is your day. Fresh hunger from heaven comes upon you right now in the name of Jesus Christ to seek him. And those who diligently seek him, those who diligently seek after the Lord, the Bible tells us that he will actively reward you. You can't seek God at a loss. He rewards those who diligently seek him. You will be marked by the word of God. I decree it upon your life in the name of Jesus. You shall be marked by the word of God in 2021 and in 2022. You shall walk in its power. You shall walk in its fullness. You shall walk in everything that God has made available to you. Why? Because you've encountered the word. Number two, because you've engaged the word. And number three, because of that, you shall experience the word. So I decree to you, get ready. Get ready. When others have said 2021 is going to be another horrible year, it shall be your best year yet, because the report of the Lord has not changed. Say unto the righteous that it shall be well. For the word of God is always good news and good news 24/7. I don't care what any news channel has to say. I subscribe to the good news and I get good news 24/7. I almost forgot how time works. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Good news. I believe the report of the Lord, and that settles it. Praise be unto God. We've got to hold fast to this confession. But if you don't have anything to hold fast to, what are you going to hold fast to? But the word has come forth. And even as the word has come forth into your spirit, even right now, you're going to hold fast to it. Even as the word has come forth into your spirit right now, you're going to stand firm, because it is the firm foundation. And you'll be likened to the wise man who, even though the storm came, he remained because he was obedient, because he had a revelation, because he walked in what God had called him to do. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it right now, write in the comment section, amen, amen, and amen. And I want you to throw fire signs in the comment section. I want you to praise God in the comment section, because it's not over for the children of God. The next is here. The next is now. This is the greatest hour to serve the Lord. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. And I will end with this. Your life shall be marked by the word of God. Your life shall be marked by victory. Your life shall be marked by success. Today is your day. Tonight is your night. This afternoon is your afternoon. Your life will never be the same again. I can see it in the comment section right now. People are getting blessed. People are getting encouraged. Wherever you're watching from, God is touching you right there and right now. I can feel it in my heart even right now. Let hope arise, child of God. Let faith arise, child of God. Let it rise up in your heart that it's not over, that greater things still lie ahead, because he who has started the good work shall bring it to completion. His hand is upon me, and it still shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Man, I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you were stirred. I pray that today is your day, where you're stepping into being a sign and a wonder, where your life is going to be marked by the power of God's word. I pray that today is your day. If it's your day, I want you to write it in the comment section. Today is my day, or tonight is my night, or this afternoon is my afternoon. And then after that, I want you to write this. I will be marked by the word of God. Let every demon spirit know, let every devil know, that I'm going to be marked by the word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Bless his name wherever you are.